The House by the Dvina, A Russian Childhood, by Eugenie Fraser. Read by Diana Bishop. Part 1. When All Was Young. Chapter 1. 1912. I remember the station, Nikolaevsky Vokzal, it was called in those days. I remember the cold and darkness, and my father standing beside me holding my hand. He has a small parcel in his other hand, and keeps telling me over and over again that it is for me, and that I am to open it after the train leaves the station. My mother, in a short sealskin jacket and small hat perched on her dark hair, is standing facing me. Beside her is Pyotr Yemelyanov, a young man and friend of the family. Pyotr is studying music at the conservatoire in St. Petersburg and is now going home for his Christmas vacation. He has been commissioned to take charge of me for the long journey to Archangel, where he will hand me over to my grandmother. I had been staying, along with my mother and young brother, for a short holiday in Scotland, in the house of my Scottish grandparents, and then in Hamburg, where my father was involved in some business. There, before leaving for St. Petersburg, I had developed pleurisy and become very ill. My parents, who were to remain in St. Petersburg for some time, had decided that the clear, crisp air of the distant north might be better for my health than the prevailing damp and fog of St. Petersburg. It was also necessary for me to be tutored for the entrance exam to the local gymnasium, grammar school, in Archangel, where I was to begin my education the following autumn. Other people had arrived to see me off, but their faces are long since forgotten. I remember...